This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It wasn't all that long ago that you could head into downtown Los Angeles nearly any night of the week and not run into anybody you knew, or maybe anybody at all, for that matter. Attempts over the years to revitalize this part of town and keep it alive past 5 o'clock in the afternoon never really got too far. But downtown L.A. is seriously on the map now, as Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
It's hard to go more than a few blocks in downtown L.A. without having to wind around a construction zone. And the traffic? I'll let aspiring screenwriter Amy Robinson tell you.
One time I was on a bus, we waited like 20 minutes just to cross the green light to go one block.
She says people actually started cursing out the driver.
There was guys with cones directing cars to go this way. You couldn't go up this street. Like, it was just a madhouse.
A madhouse, but temporary, says Carol Schatz, head of the Downtown Center Business Improvement District. She points to something more permanent, a billion-dollar gleaming glass tower, 73 stories of hotel rooms and office space.
This is the Wilshire Grand.
She says when it's finished later this year,
this will be the tallest building west of the Mississippi.
That is, with the help of a spire the length of a football field. The Wilshire is one of more than 100 new construction projects built over the past 6 years. Schatz says the last time downtown L.A. saw a construction boom like this, it was
in the 1920s, which I'm happy to say was prior to my arrival on the earth.
The downtown revitalization actually started in 2000, after the city made it easier to convert blocks of old office buildings into apartments, and lots of new housing came onto the market. Then the financial crisis hit. Steve Basham is an analyst with the real estate data firm CoStar Group. He says when the economy began to recover, downtown was ready.
In a lot of places, you'll see new offices or new retail centers being built, and then the housing will follow where the jobs and the people are going.
But in L.A., the housing came first.
It became a cool place to live, and that has generated new office development and new retail development.
All told, about $30 billion has poured into downtown construction since 2000, and it's brought more than 200,000 new jobs. The area is also getting attention from foreign investors, says Michael Soto of the real estate firm Transwestern.
Overseas investors and developers are really looking to place money here in the U.S., which is seen as still, you know, a safe investment environment.
Soto says Chinese developers have sunk more than $4 billion into upscale apartments and hotels in the past few years. The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is about $2,500. But with so much construction happening so fast, the vacancy rate has climbed to 9%, the highest in Los Angeles. Again, Steve Basham.
That's the question with all this new building is, are there enough affluent renters to fill these spaces? And if not, what happens?
It's a fair question, considering there are more than 7,000 apartments under construction right now. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.